Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Ballad of the Windfish on recboradio.org. Our new opening track there was Zoc with his song Advance Bonus, which is possibly my favorite track from his new Super Mario 3 album called Zoc Plays 3. Head over to zocmusic.com to definitely go buy that one today because it's completely epic. And to prove that point, we're now going to get into another Zoc song. This is the second track from the album. This is Overworld Theme Number 1 / Death Jingle. Enjoy. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. That track you just heard was from the always amazing Vert, and that was the Tornado Man stage, which you can hear on the album Chiptuned Rock Man, which was released at the Tokyo Game Show just about a month or so ago. And as you can tell, this is going to be a very the shiz heavy episode today, which I did on purpose because there's a ton of great music coming out from there lately. And here's another one that came out not so recently, but it's still fantastic. This is Jesse Bishop, and this is his Blaster Master tribute album. This track is titled NSF5 The Sewers. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The second track there was the hidden track from Chronotorious, which came from the Bad Dudes. You could grab that whole album at baddudesmusic.com, and you totally should, because it's about 15 tracks of epic Chrono Trigger remixes, and any fan of Chrono Trigger really needs to have that, and I assume everybody loves Chrono Trigger, so there shouldn't be a single person that doesn't have that album. From there, we're going to get into some tracks off of WizWar's new EP, Game Boy Rock. And this is one of the faster-paced tracks. This one's called 8-Bit Raceway. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That track was not from a Shiz related band, but was awesome nonetheless. That one was Alfonso with 16-bit, which will be on both their new album and GM4A's next compilation. So watch out for both of those releases coming soon, of course. And after that, we're going to get into the Depreciation Guild. I was talking to Strifig on the Shiz about this, and apparently we both really enjoyed this album that the song is from. This is Digital Solace, and this is from the In Her Gentle Jaws album.
Yeah.
Welcome back. That was another track by the amazing Zoc, and that one was Iceland slash Underground slash P Block Medley, and that's another one of my favorite tracks from the compilation, because I've never heard anyone cover the Iceland theme, and he does it with great effect, making it sound nice and creepy like it should. From there, we're going to get into Disaster Piece. He's working on the soundtrack to a game called High Strangeness, and a few weeks ago, over on his label, Pause Music, which you can check out at iimusic.net, he released a couple sampler tracks from that soundtrack, and this one is called A Single Ray of Light.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That block of songs you heard ended with Entertainment System and the Megas, and that was from their Megatainment EP. That's the opening track, and it's Electman's theme, otherwise known as Evolution of Circuitry. Before that, we had the DCMC from Mother 3 Plus album, which you can look up over on VGMDB. And that was DCMC's theme, and that was, of course, from the fantastically phenomenal, epic, awesome game, Mother 3, which I just finished a couple days ago, and it is everything I hoped it would be and more. It's probably one of the best games I've ever played, with one of the best storylines I've ever read, and it's just fantastic all around. People should definitely check it out if they haven't, but of course, you have to play Earthbound first. So it's a bit of a time investment, but it's completely worth it. Well, for now, we're going to get into Arcade Coma. This is one of my favorite tracks from him. It's a short one, but it's very awesome. This is Mega Man is My Hero. Welcome back. That very short track there was actually Mega Man Is My Hero by Arcade Coma. The one before that was the Awesome Arm Cannon with their track Super Mario Bros. 2, and that was their medley of the Overworld, Underworld, and Character Select music. From there, we're going to get into even more Arm Cannon. This track is the WWF themes of Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels, possibly the manliest themes you could possibly have. Enjoy.
When it goes crashing down, that it hurts inside. ocean was whiskey and I was a duck. I dived to the bottom and never come up. But the ocean's not whiskey and I'm not a duck. I'll just keep on drinking and trust to my luck. Beefsteak when I'm hungry and whiskey when I'm dry. Couple old naked women to lay by my side.
Chops, cutters, or dudes on the walking and eight. Be the drinks for some pussies, I say. It's 8 a.m. and I'm already pissing clear. An empty bottle is the only thing in life I fear. I'm clearing my speech and yelling and cussing. And when I'm hard up, I shoot some Robitussin. Yeah, I'm a robot and an alcoholic. And I get fucked up till I'm catatonic.
Shit, I'm cold, spitting and puking as I raves and rants. I'm so drunk, I'm gonna shit my pants. 12 shots of Jägermeister got me swerved like a slalom. The inside of my body look like top ramen in autumn. I drink Oktoberfest by the cake until the slightest inkling of sobriety is a race. Bitch! It's my protocol, seldom sober overall. Mickey's grenades, give me a bowl of y'all.
I got drunk the day before yesterday. I got drunk yesterday. I got drunk today. And I'm gonna get drunk tomorrow.
Well, I've had a Bass in England, a Heineken in Holland, but the best of all, a 32 Kawama, a Pacifico in Tijuana. I used to wait a couple of days to get drunk for my appetite to get all worked up, but now a 30 pack of ice house can't satisfy me getting nagged on dick by baby's mama G. So I go to the T-zone drinking tequila with Tim. He's a local drunk and bull-blooded in the end. Edgar shows up singing the ocean is whiskey. I get into my octo cause I'm feeling kinda tipsy.
Well, I'm just drunk at the bar at 8 a.m. Even little joke be like, damn, leave it there in the bottle. I don't want no cup and I think it's a waste if I go throw up. Sat on the toilet to juice some taps. What'd you think I was gonna do? A doo-doo rap? Can't walk no more.
To get the party kicking,
we got to get to drinking.
Whatever your brand, just put it in your hand.
Oh, damn, damn,
I grip that damn bottle tight.
I'm fueled by alcohol,
beer, whiskey, give me all.
A day without wine, a day of luck without sunshine.
Welcome back. That track you just heard was the classic song Drunk by 8-Bit from Highland Park, California, who are sadly defunct now. They broke up, I believe, 2 years ago, maybe 1 year ago. I'm not completely clear, but sadly they are no more. We're going to get another track that I heard when I was first getting into chiptunes. This one is by MSX Crew, and this is Pixel Addict. Enjoy. welcome back. That track was Snowman by Mother 3. Earthbound will recognize that tune too as the theme to Winters. That was the remix version, which you hear when you're climbing, of course, the snow-covered mountain in Mother 3. And that track was from Mother 3 I, which only came out in Japan, of course, because we never get anything awesome here. And you can look up the info for that track over on VGMDB.com, of course. And we're going to get into some more Mother 3 music now. This is an original track from the game. This one is called Funky Monkey Dance.
synthesizer can create and
back. That track you just heard there was Spamtron from his re-release of Triple Screen, which came out on Pterodactyl Squad a couple months ago. You can check that out at tesquad.com, PTESQUAD.com. And that was Avant Guardian, which you may have heard on older releases of his, but that one was featuring Phlogiston as well as Joe Allen on drums. You may know him as also the drummer of Spheres of Chaos. Before that, we had the amazing Skripnik with his first OC remix tribute, and that was Super Mario RPG, Last Night a DJ Kidnapped Molo, which is, of course, a crazy, trippy, ambient remix of the sad song from my favorite game, Super Mario RPG. So, of course, I think it's a fantastic track. Now we're going to get into even more Zoc. This one is from his VG Mitsou album, which stands for Video Game Music in the Style of, and this one is Tecmo Bowl in the style of T-Rex.
Well, I'm a Tecmo Bowl, baby, I love your cup, filled with the football stars and the billion soul. Angels are throwing up the sun, the moon, and stars. Well, I'm a pigskin piece, baby, I love your name, stitched on your golden back and your velvet. Attacking, I'm strange. Baby, I got the sideburn rainbows. You got the same thing too. And why is it hard to kiss you under your face? God, you run me over with your cow. Your outfit fits in line. It looks sweet after it. I'm dancing up to the ghosts, electric guitars, they touch down upon Mars.
Factory, got the grace back and it's all satisfactory. Good job, Trinity, Elias, and Oli. Take the night off, time to get us on the box. debauchery, glass or affinity. Must be the boss of this guy's poison. Sinister, awesome, trusty minion. Miss Fantastic, eliminate both cause it's so whack-tastic. Fake like plastic, phony like elastic. Paper bag on the head and I'll still smash it. Nah, she ain't worth it and I'll step on him and I'll keep going. Never stop blowing, never stop running, never stop winning, never stop grinding, never stop shining, never stop blind, never stop gaming. I'll be the famous and I'm gonna get your cookies like Danish. Slap chili on the delicious Janus. Jump on the container that's made of stainless steel. Release the animals that are so real. Defeated the boss, now we all so chill. Here's the end credits, that was so still. Fade out, act two completed. Now it's time to spin out. Da-da-na-na, da-da-na-na. Zone out. Now zone out. Zone out. Zone out. Now zone out. Zone out. Yeah. Yeah. CJ the Genesis. Salutations, I am Chris.
Welcome back. The track you just heard there was Galerix version 1.5 by Naxat, aka Alex Atchley, who you can check out over at hotdogstorm.com/Naxat or also hotdogstorm.com/badtimes, both of his awesome bands there. Before that, we heard Chris Chords with his track Turbo Chemistry, which you can check out over at myspace.com/chriscords, and his new album, which is called Super Gizmo World. From there, we're going to get into one I found via my friend Jerry Aska. This is Scream No Hito, and if anyone hasn't seen him, look up some YouTubes of him. He's a violinist, yet he plays in a Scream costume, but he only plays video game covers. It's all very complicated and just quite Japanese seeming. But anyway, this is his track from his new EP. And this one is Vampire Killer from Akumajo Dracula, better known here as Castlevania. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. The track you heard there was the awesome Metroid Metal, and that was from their new album called Variosuite. That track was their newest remake of Fandrana Drifts from Metroid Prime, which is probably my favorite Metroid Prime track, right alongside the intro music, which is also incredibly awesome. Sadly, I was never able to find the original soundtrack to that game, because apparently it's very hard to find. Because Nintendo does not like to print their albums to CD for some reason. Anyway, here's another track from Zoc. This one's from Zoc Plays 3 once again. This one is another great track. This one is Desert Hill.
Virgin Mary Plastic Nightlight Song. The chords are C, A minor, F, F minor, A flat, G. And it goes a little something dog like this. Thank you.
welcome back. The track you heard there was Junktron, and that was called Virgin Mary Nightlight, and that's the final track from his Junktron album. Before that, of course, was Zoc with Desert Hill. And now we're going to get into some much-needed Final Fantasy. This is by Daniel Brown, better known on the Shiz forums as Koreshi, and he's an amazing pianist as well as epic speedrunner of video games and like probably 20 other awesome things that he does. Anyway, this is from his FF6 tribute, and this is Kids Run Through the City Corner. Thank you. Welcome back. That track there was Shannon Mason, a.k.a. Pongball, and that was her SNES-inspired track, Heroic, which is definitely heroic and awesome in every way. You can check out her music over at 8-Bit Collective / users / Pongball, I believe, or just search Pongball on 8bc.org. From there, we're going to get into a block of Shiz music from a chip off the Shiz block. See what I did there? Anyway, this is Alex Atchley. This is one of the tracks from the album. This is Alex Atchley, and this is Rough Trade. Welcome back. We're halfway through our block of shiz block of chip off the shiz block music. The one you just heard there was Disaster Phase, which is of course Disaster Piece, featuring Sean Faze of Temp Sound Solutions on the drums. That track was called Ascend. And from there we're going to get into a very exciting track. This one is by Neil Baldwin. He has a chiptune blog that many people are a fan of, and he has been kind enough to join the shiz to talk about that more. And he even contributed a track to this album, because now that he is a formal shiz member, it seemed appropriate. This is a track of his for the album. This one is called Trapped. welcome back. That final track from Shizblock was, of course, Shnabubla, and it was his track Vertigo, which is possibly my favorite track on the album right now, but I'm still working through the album, and there are plenty of other great ones to enjoy as well. Now we're coming to pretty much the end of our show. This is one of our final tracks. This is the final track from Game Boy Rock by WizWars, and this one is called Right Back to You. That was one of our final tracks there. Here's one more final track, and then I'll be sending you all off to enjoy your day. This one is Super Mario Brothers. This is their final track from their Super Mario Brothers LP, and this one is called Game Over.
Was hit with the flamethrower, sipped the red potion, but was tricked with a hangover. Shit, now it's game over. Gamer's worst nightmare, those two dreaded words. A two-headed dragon left me doomed, dead and burned. The shrooms didn't work, should've worried about my health, but the youth never learns. Just wanted to get myself to a new level first, with a few credits worth. Maybe next time you'll listen to the lieutenant's words. You can say to yourself it's the choices you made, or complain about the way that the joystick is strange. But as long as the boys entertain, everybody's a winner. Video games and electronics for dinner. If you had any street smarts, kid, you definitely wouldn't have restarted. A released cartridge means he forfeit. He can either be labeled between a goddamn cheat or bitch. Game over when injured finger joints insert points and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show who the boss is and fight till you finish him. Game over when injured finger joints insert points and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show who the boss is and fight till you finish him.
I got calluses from challenges of reaching villain palaces. bandages on my fingertips from playing games on cannabis. I tried cheat codes with fried cheekbones from hours of when the television light beam glowed. I keep close to my pink potion in case I need a power up to high beam mode. I might be close, it's unlikely though that I'll reach the final boss to fight Evo. My ego keeps me on a quarter binge. A quarter inch screwdriver can make the machine sort of click, giving you more play, but that ain't my forte. This is a battlefield, not a silly old board game. A million more days with millions of missions. Need a minister ordained to heal this addiction. Somebody please get me off this 8-bit screen. It's gonna take more than sports to save this fiend. Game over when injured finger joints insert points and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show them who the boss is and fight till you finish him. Game over when injured finger joints insert points and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show them who the boss is and fight till you finish him. The countdown begins, 10 seconds left. And how you got to this point you don't recollect. Take a breath of fresh air or smoke. How can you continue when you're broke? A pocket full of change will get you to the Hall of Fame. This isn't reality, remember that it's all a game. One more quarter, one more game. One more chance to unload flames.
Welcome back. That was, of course, Super Mario Brothers Game Over, and now it's the end of our show. I'd like to thank everyone that was hanging out in the chat today. Nock, who runs RACBOradio.org, of course. Nario, who is my buddy from over at theshiz.org. Chibima, who, of course, writes with me for GameMusicForAll.com and hosts LettersVsNumbers.net. And Slantai, who makes awesome video games, one-handed even. And that is the end of Ballad of the Windfish. Tune in again on Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And here is your final track to leave you out on. This is Zoc with the end credits to Super Mario World.